Okay, this is the 17th episode of Reading Finney's Wake with Ion. And we're starting on page 229 at the top. And I'll read it relatively slowly so Ion can interject. Or maybe even anybody else, but we give the privilege to Ion. With harm and aches till farther alters, wild primates not stop him frem at rearing a writing in handy antics. Nom de plume, gootstrap Finlands, and send yarg for merry inklenders. And don't you luck if his fine shanky schwemmy, for he is the general, make no mistake in he is General Jinglesome.
Okay. Wait. So now you see they're setting the scene. Right above that. All of Tisdemone is the Yord. Now you're coming into a place where they're starting to set the stage for a bit of travail. Everything's upside down. They're riding crazy antics. They have new names all of a sudden. They run out of cancel culture. Now they're doing the post-woke, and now we got unwoke, and then we got de-woke movement. Now we're going to go into the next. They're making up new things to be the things. And so now, the Inklanders is about to be trouble. That has to do with the General Jinglesome Biden budget.
Where's the woke talk?
Oh, no. The names, the nom de plume, like the cultures, the me too, the unfucked up, nigger house rules and, you know, all that stuff. You got to do all that too. But now we're going to General Jinglesome. So now go ahead. We're setting the stage is what it's doing.
Okay. And this is the beginning of book two, which concerns the allegorical level, which meditates on the patterns and forms presented. Starts in 219.
That's what's happening in the world today too. Sillily, it's a silly experiment, and it's not going to work. But boy, they're in it for a penny, they're in for a pound. They're deep, they're going to ask deep in this. I don't know whether they're going to hit the bottom or not, but boy, they're going for it.
What sentence did I say that you say is happening? The meditation on patterns and forms presented?
No, a little bit more than that. Say some more words.
I didn't say anything. Book two.
Oh,
it concerns the allegorical level.
Allegorical level, that's right. Allegory. Mm-hmm. This is about allegory today. Doesn't mean anything, but it's about allegory.
Yeah, it begins with the script of the play. So it begins with theater, and then it becomes children's games. So in the next section, it goes, go in for scribinary with the satiety of Arthur's in SPQ-Irish, or speaker-ish, and informed to the old sniggering publicly press.
Yes!
There it is, right there. Sniggering publicly press.
The LGBTQRST-ish, to inform the old sniggerers, the publicking press. Publicking press. That's what they're doing. Now, see, we didn't say that, goddammit. James Joyce, a bigoted racial motherfucker, he did that. And he'd suck a dick himself, but he had all kind of funny things about things. But then again, he did take to drinking often. So
and
he
cocaine.
Didn't engage much of that. Well, now, that don't even count, Bob. He didn't use the cocaine to get high. He just liked the way it smelled.
Okay, so, and informed to the old sniggering publishing press and its nation of sheepcopers about the whole plighty truth between them. Whole plighty troth between them. Malady of milady made melody of malody. She, the lalagi of lionesses, and him, her knave, a rent. That's Trump. Her knave,
right.
A rent.
Yep.
To Wildrose La Gilligan. What?
And he's going to be coming.
Is she Melania or?
Both. Both. They're coming back to the scene, coming back to the cream of the crop.
Okay. to Wild Rose LeGilligan from Crappy Crowhor for all within crystal range. Eucalepi. These are the titles of chapters in Ulysses, I think. Let's see. His first
title. Loathers Leave. Loathers Leave.
Yep, these are chapters. Eucalepi, Loathers Leave, Had Days, Nemo and Patria, The Luncher Out, Skilly and Corruptish, A Wandering Wreck, From the Mermaid's Tavern, Bully Famous, Nazi Calves, Mother of Misery, Walpurgis Necked. Now, I'll just tell you that. Eucalep is Calypso. Lothar's Leave is Lotus Eater. Had Days is Hades. Nemo in Patria is Aeolus. The Luncher Out is the Lestragonians. That's when Bloom has his lunch.
That's when he has his outing.
Yeah. Skilly and Charybdis is Scylla and Charybdis. A Wandering Wreck is the Wandering Rocks chapter. From the Mermaid's Tavern is the Sirens. Bully Famous is Cyclops. Nazi Calves is Nausicaa. Mother of Misery is Oxen of the Sun, visiting the hospital. And Walpurgis Necked is Circe. Chapter 15, I think, of Ulysses. 17 chapters.
These represent, and what they mean for today here, these are eras of things you've gone through. They'll bring back up the past and try to cram it down your throat hole. And then they'll say, oh, never mind, never mind, never mind. Then they'll bring something up, and then they get caught doing that thing that they used to kill people over. Oh, so, oh well, no, no, no. No, we got to have some. We got to give a nigga a break now. We need to give a nigga a break. We can't be talking like this. We got to do it like that. You can't be saying this. You got to say that. And then you go into that same spin. So these are going to be regurgitated chapters that's already been laid to bed.
What was your beginning of that little talk there? What did you start off with?
These are chapters.
Yeah.
These are chapters in this world happening right here, right now. Just like they're being referenced there from Ulysses, what's happening is that those are being laid out here that you've already been through. Now you're regurgitating those. You're bringing those back up. And you're going to say, until they get caught doing the same thing. And they say, oh, no, 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 that doesn't affect me. No, 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 it was not like that. No, me too. That's not me. It's y'all too. It's not me too. I'm not including that. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I didn't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking people know it. Don't put me in that bucket. Ain't no me in this me too. You must have a mouse in your pocket. You be a we too. We too ain't us. So yeah, you forget all that. Yeah, I ain't doing that. And so they get caught at it. And you know, they all against child pornography. Oh, they can't stand it. So they get caught with a kid. Then I said, well, you know, Epstein was not understood. They just didn't understand him. They really didn't understand him. I don't know. He had some problems, but everybody has problems. You know, that's what happens today. I mean, haven't you been in the situation where you've had to be judged by something harshly? You haven't lived through a cancel culture? Oh, okay. Well, we've got this up for you. You'll never work again in this tent. You'll never work again in this tent. And he go, motherfucker, I ain't working now. What difference does it make whether you put me out of work? I ain't working now. Christianity's all upset because they're doing bad things. Her, she ain't worked since Cheers.
How come no one's laughing? What's wrong with you people?
Oh, they must be on mute. They're trying to be quiet so you don't yell scream at them.
No, nobody's on mute. What's wrong, Roxy? You still here, Roxy? Did you go home?
She went to study.
It's too hard.
She went to study.
Why don't you laugh, Roxy?
You just did.
I'm smiling, but I'm not like you. You are always like,
That's right, I'm hysterical all the time.
He breathes on people, and I don't know, and any folks around gives his friend, carcinoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, gives him fucking cancer, and then he's all mad because he didn't overcome it. Like, my God, this man, only, life didn't mean nothing until Bob started fucking his life up, and now life's all important. How about that?
Yeah, look at Bart Peters is here. That's been here a couple
Yay.
Years.
Hey, darling, we love your Bitcoin house. It's in Finnegan's Wake tonight. We're going to show it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
We love it, too. We love it, too.
Nice.
Okay, after Walpurga snacked, Malish. I'm just going to look that up, see what they say. Malice, my liege. Okay, Malish. He would bear to untired world of Lyman Conan Nostria, and what a strip poker globtrottle they pairs with looks. How whole fellows his guffer, the Sabbatarian, might fashion split his beard. He too had a great big O in the megafundum of his Thomas Shunders, and how her...
Uh-oh. Now you see what's happening. They're starting to lay it out now. They're starting to divide. They have this mass council culture. We're using the words, but all those systems fall back into the same last thing they just unretrieved. So they're laying this out now, how everybody's coming in. They got their axes, and they're all in one accord until they start looking at it and they go, oh, well, but I'm going to stand over here. Now you stand over here, the guffer and the saboteur. Yeah, and then the faction, they split his beard. They start busting up. And so now they're not all together. And next thing you know, Letty Shape starts taking over. That's his gummer. The gummer is what you got to work
at. Where is all that? A Sabbatarian, he too had a great big O in the megafundum of his Thomas Shunders, and how her Letty Shape, his gummer, that congealed sponsor, where's that today?
May I say something?
Wait one second. Yes, you can, but wait one second. The concealed sponsor are the ones who shook the jar that's filled with the red ants and the black ants. See, you can take a jar. This is talking about races. You can put black ants and red ants and green ants, whatever ants they are, in one big old jar. And you put them in there, and they'll live happily ever after. But if somebody shakes that jar, they think something's going wrong, and they'll start whooping each other's ass. They'll whoop their own ass. They'll whoop the other ass. They'll go until they kill every goddamn thing in the jar. It ain't the ant's fault. It's not the ant's fault. It's who shook the jar. The jar shaker is the congealed sponsor.
Uh-huh. All right. His gummer that
never ceased.
She had never ceased at waking malters among the Jamaicans. Since the cleft that meat axe dealt her made her microchasm, his gap is down low.
See?
So they fished
that
in the kettle.
Well, now wait. Well, slow down now. You're doing
this
good.
This is what you just
you
said.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So, but the coming is that it never ends. It never ends. Go ahead.
So they fished in the kettle and fought free. And if she bit his tail about, all hat tiffin for thee. He would juice spit it all right down, just as he would juice set it up all rightfully right in blotching void, yielding to no man in him's ignorance, seeing how heartily sorry he was, owning to the contrition of his bike stool, and reading off his flesh skin and writing with his quill bone, fulfill nine quires, with it for his auditors, Caxton and Pollock, a most miraculous Jeremy Head sin book for all the peoples, under the presidency of the Suchess of Shunan's School. They had to be held.
They had to, had Toby held him.
Had Toby held him. Thoroughly enjoyed by many, so many on block at boy rot season, and for their account orderly admired by her husband, a soul intimacy, about whose told his inner sense. Who's that about? Who's got the inner sense?
That's Biden. Beijing Biden.
Joe Biden?
Boy Rutt. Boy Rutt is Biden.
Who's Oira? Where do you get that? Oh, Boy Rutt. Oh, yeah, Boy Rutt.
Rutt.
Yeah, a Boy Rutt season. And for their account, utterly admired by a husband in soul intimacy, about who's told his innocence and the gruesome head's eureka of his spectroscope and why he was off color and how he was ambushed upon by the very spit of himself. First, that'd be the double, by the very spit of himself. First on the cheek side by Mike.
And the point, this is where he's utterly admired, adored on every account, can say anything he wants to say when he says anything. And he, you know, he checks out most days before he ever starts. And then all of a sudden, he gets ambushed by the very spite of himself.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. First on the cheek side by Michelangelo. And besides that, over on the owl jolly side by Bill C. Babby. And the suburbs formula.
Who's Babby? Who's Babby? Who's Babby?
That's
Babby,
me.
Bab? Babby, is that you, Bab?
Yeah, Bill C.
Oh,
Babby.
Oh, my God. Babby, Bill C. Babby. Bill C. Babby. Beelzebub. It's Beelzebub, y'all. He's moved. The God's soul is now. He's took over the devil. Bob has conquered the devil. He's now the devil, y'all. Run! Run, mama, there's a wild man in the wild
yard. Smiley, Rocky,
you
smiling?
That's what I was telling you about. The piñatas are the dark.
Oh, yeah, the piñatas, yes.
He's the anti-anti. He's the anti-antichrist. There you go.
In the suburbs formula. Why they provincials drool egg spill him out of his humpty dumpty narrow knee domum. Osco to Bosco to Pesco to Bisco.
That's White House. That's the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Because all his creature comfort was an amulet, finis erbis in an arc finny orb. And no master how mustard, mine never mend. My mind never mend. He could neither swak and non neither swoop of the flood of Cecilialism. We keep going?
What's the Cecilialism, Bob? Come on, you got this. You're doing good. The non-neither swim in the flood of Cecilialism.
Cecilialism. Socialism.
Exactly. Excellent. God almighty, you've done this. You've done this. And this is what they're all pumping. And see how you know it's the White House is because it's a drolo egg spill. Of his homertory, dormitory, narrow needly donum. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's got it. That's his, why, that's when Bob told whoever's living was supposed to be in the White House, told him out. If they don't burn it down. Because Trump did say it was due for a teardown. And we don't, he ain't too mad about it. He says there ain't no room. You can't even have a proper party. You know, it's little bitty rooms. And now Biden's got in there wherever he's taking his pictures. And he's got fireplaces in front of windows. I don't know how you put a window in front of a fireplace, but he's got pictures of him standing in front of a fireplace with a window over it that you can see out. Well, how's the flu work if the damn window's right over the fireplace? It don't make any damn sense, but never mind. He keeps moving the walls a lot in the White House, wherever, whatever bunker he's camped out in, whatever he's camped in. Go ahead.
Yeah, he could neither swak and not neither swip in the flood of socialism. Flood!
Yeah. Wait, somebody wanted to say something. Somebody wanted to say something a little bit ago, and we said we could, but then we chopped their head off. What did they want to say? Say it now, quick.
Whoever holds your mouth. Nobody's going to say anything. Barb Peter's not going to say nothing.
We may have fucked them off. We didn't mean to fuck you off. We promised. We had to get that little part out.
Everybody's scared. Everybody's nervous.
Nah, they sleeping it off now, Bob. It's late.
What's Roxy doing?
What about Roxy?
Yes?
She was going to say something.
I thought it was Roxy who butted in.
Oh. Well, Roxy, what did you want to say? What did you want to say? Go ahead and say it now, quick.
A long time ago, you talk about cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was doing a video about electronic music, and I was watching Afrika Bambaataa And after how the kids start imitating what they see in cartoons and the Matrix and science fiction films as they dance like robots or transhumans. And we also maybe are imitating the tech body with the Catholic culture, with the delete and the blocking of people, you know, in social media.
Canceling?
That you just block everybody?
No, but they don't want to do that, because if you block everybody, guess what? They block themselves. If you block everybody, then no one's looking at you either. So they don't want to do that. They don't really want to do that. They want to block this one or that one. But the next thing you know, it becomes systemic. And the same gajillion people that jumped on Insta-fucking-gram all of a sudden jump off. See, they jump in TikTok, get your dick wet, and then they get the fuck out. They don't want to listen to everybody. They've seen every goddamn dog video and bug-eyed beast they can see tell them what they need to know about whatever else is fuck going on. And it's 30 seconds, but when you get 10 million of them, it's still a lot of time on the TikTok. Same thing.
It happens to a lot of people, YouTubers and bloggers and Instagrammers, or even I started making videos, and at the beginning it might be fun to engage in conversations, but then there's also a lot of weird people and a lot of bad feedback
Wait a minute, be careful. You're starting to resemble that remark, honey. Be careful. You're starting to resemble that remark.
Yes, I'm talking from my own experience.
Yes, and
in the flood of socialism, and the best and shortest way of blacking out a catalog of all the sores of sexism until he would accost her cool mille fou in Tito Do as a wagoner would his mud heel the wheezing donk at their tryst in Parsees after tournaments of toes and years, bread cast out on waters, making goods at mature your tea, Mondemoiseau of Asunova.
What is that happening? Look there, y'all. Guess what? Bread of living waters.
Bread cast out on waters. Look at that. 1,000 years. Let's just go back and see how we get into that. As a wagoner with his mud-heeled weasen donk at their tryst in Parisis after tournaments of 1,000 years, bread cast out on waters, making goods at maturity. Mondemoiseau of Casanova and Mademoiselle from Armentieres. Is that fair enough, or we go down to the bottom?
No, where did you stop before? You went about line 10.
Lines back. He stopped around line 10 at the best and shortest way of blocking out a catalog. That's your cancel, right?
Yep. And you gotta watch out for the sorers of Sexton. You gotta watch out for the sorers of Sexton.
Right, so, does anybody want to look at the McHugh notes or the notes that Roy put up? Any, meanings you want to tease out? Are you usually?
No, I just noticed the word Parisis.
Yes, Paris.
What about that, Casanova and Paris?
Okay, we looked that up. Parises. Paradise, as well as Paris. Paradise, that's the bread of water, the food of paradise. Whoa! Mud-heeled Wiesendonk. That's Matilda Wiesendonk. Wagner's mistress inspired Tristan. Tete-a-do is a private conversation as a wagoner with his mud-heeledy, Matilda, Wiesendonk, at their tryst in paradise after torments of 1,000 years, which is, means roaring or 1,000. Bread cast out in waters is from Ecclesiastes 11:1. cast thy bread upon the waters. But that's not what it means. It's better this. Living bread. Making goods at maturity. Maturity of investment. Good investment, bread of life. Monmaza of Casanova. That's a bird. Casanova is a new house. That becomes Giovanni Giacomo Casanova. Then Mademoiselle from Armentieres is a song. Mademoiselle from Armentieres. And we end.
Excellent.
But maybe wait a minute.
One of your better ones, Bobby.
Right. But let's have some people look back at the pages and say some words. What's wrong with you people?
Oh, words. You're going to have words?
You know,
you're going to allow words. You're going to allow words on this show? When's the last time you put up with words? Every time they say a word, you're wrong, that's the wrong word. Why don't you use good words? I can't understand. You need a better phone. Why you need to say words? I don't know. You come up with these words. I give you a chance every week to come in here and say some words, and then I don't like the words you say. And then you don't come and you don't say any words, and I really get mad. I don't even know what's wrong with you people. You need to get out, get out, get out, get out. You mean that's why they're probably
not... You non-physical. What's wrong with you non-physical? Why don't you tell us what the fuck with the code, with the angel code? Where is that in the meaning of wait?
Angel.
Two lines down.
Angel.
It says...
Two lines down.
It says, science of sonorous silence. That's what I object to. Science of sonorous silence. But, you know, every... The people at the, if you want to look it up, Reading Finnegan's Wake, that's the Facebook group I post on. And a lot of Finnegan's Wake scholars there. But they hear every one of these, and in every one of them I'm yelling at you people.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's the soul of a sextant?
What'd you
say,
Phil?
What's the soul of a sextant? It's right. What's the soul of a sextant? Why is that important? What is it? Is it the horrors of Bob?
We'll look it up the page that Phil Roy is now.
It's the people. It's the Roy, look at your shit. Roy, look your shit up that you posted on your shit, Roy. God damn it, Roy, we done told you. Pay attention to yourself. Roy, don't be asking questions on what you posted. Don't you know better than that? How many times we got to tell you?
You need to do this.
I know. That's because they don't know
who wants more tea? Who wants more tea?
I have a little crumpet for you. Okay. The sorrows of sex and are all these people that are engaging in all this crazy sex shit that they're covering up or trying to cover up, and now they're overcoming. So now you're going to have the sorrows of sex. But they're all living vicariously crazy, and it all gets exposed. And then they're going to let everybody that's in that business go, because they're going to have to put themselves in jail if they lock up everybody that's had an orgasm.
Okay, I got it here. The Sorrows of Sexton refers to a book by Marie Corelli, The Sorrows of Satan. And it's in the novel Ulysses by Joyce, chapter 9, page 19. Also refers to Sister and Horrors. And then you click on Sexton. It's a church officer having the care of the fabric of a church and its contents. Stop it! And the duties of ringing the bells and digging graves and sex! Digging the graves plus sex. That's the Sexton.
Oh my God! So that was having digging the graves and sex. Did that be necrophilia, Bob?
Yeah, I think so. You got it there.
Okay, good. Okie dokie, Smokey. Okie dokie, Smokey.
Anybody got any brilliant patterns you want to mention?
Microchasm. Microchasm on page 229.
mycochasm, which line?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Boat line 22 mycochasm. Mycochasm. Fished in the kettle. Says microcosm underneath, cunt. A cunt is a microcosm. As gap as down low. He made her microcosm as gap as down low. Down low.
Uh-oh. Sound like she's been opened up a little bit.
Yeah. So then it says, the formula to end fairy tales. Quote, so they put on the kettle and made tea. And if they don't live happy,
no!
Then you and I
may
know.
I have some more tea? May I have some more tea?
It's what Rocky was on about.
It is. Yes, of course.
21, 22, 23, 24. Line 24. Yep, kettle of fish. We know it smells like fish.
We have salmon and cucumber sandwich.
Oh, nice. Nice. Those are great. They're great.
Finger sandwich.
Oh, and it's
the aristocratic life. Sandwich.
And you've got to have some, you have to have some perfect pimento cheese. Mm-hmm. On croute. On croute.
Yes, they contain a lot of magnesium.
A lot of what?
Magnesium.
Magnesium.
Yeah, everybody listening to this show, if they're all devoid of magnesium, they don't have any magnesium in their system, so they might better consider some heavy pimento cheese consumption.
Jeremiah.
I was thinking about the drops, how the drops are to be the currency.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking then the people taking the drops are like gold used to be. You become like the gold. And then according to your value is how much money you can access or how does that work?
Okay. Hold on just a second. There, Good Morning Britain has just begged Piers Morgan to come back on the show. He told him to suck a dick.
Ah.
See, now it's starting. The canceling culture. Mm-hmm. Wait. We didn't mean all that. We didn't mean all that. So, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. Now, does that mean Sharon Osbourne? Does that mean Sharon Osbourne gets the show back? Oh, wait. No, the whole damn show got canceled. Good. We don't have to worry about that.
Wagner's mistress, Matilda Wesendonck, the husband, Otto Wesendonck, or Wesendonck, whose wife inspired Wagner, admired him during the period of composition of Tristan. So there's Otto and Matilda inspired Tristan. I'll leave it at that. Shutting the book. We can go back to talking to Ion privately.
Here he comes to save the day.
You can come here every other Saturday when we do Finnegan's Wake. All those listening on the Reading Finnegan's Wake Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.